This is VOA News. Speaking of Ramona, I'm Marissa Melton.
The United Nations is urging China and India to exercise maximum restraint after a violent fight broke out Monday between soldiers from both sides of a remote Himalayan border. It was the worst clash between the two nuclear-armed neighbors in 45 years. UN spokesperson Eri Kaneko said, "We are concerned about reports of violence and deaths at the line of actual control between India and China. We take positive note of reports that the two countries have engaged to de-escalate the situation." A U.S. State Department spokesperson said the U.S. is closely monitoring the situation and supports a peaceful resolution. India said 20 of its troops were killed and 17 hurt on Monday. It also said a number of its soldiers were taken prisoner. China gave no information on any casualties and blames the Indians for provoking the fight by crossing into Chinese territory. A Chinese military spokesman said China demands that the Indian side restrain its frontline troops, stop all infringement and provocative actions, and work with China to resolve their differences. Indian officials say the Chinese claims that Indian soldiers started the fight were totally false and said the Chinese forces erected a temporary post on the Indian side of the border and attacked the Indian soldiers who came to investigate. Monday's fighting erupted after a month of growing tension along the stretch of the line of control, which was set up as part of a shaky truce after the India-China War in 1962. A new study from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention shows that older people, minorities, and those with pre-existing health conditions are the most susceptible to dying from COVID-19 in the United States. The CDC said Tuesday that the death rate for those who contracted the virus was highest for those 80 years and older and lowest among 9 years and younger. This is VOA News. British scientists announced Tuesday a major coronavirus breakthrough, saying a cheap, readily available steroid can prevent deaths from COVID-19. Scientists from Britain's University of Oxford say in a trial, the drug dexamethasone reduced death rates by 35% for patients on ventilators and by 20% for less critical patients who need oxygen. Peter Horby, the academic leading the trial, told a Downing Street press conference, "What we saw was really quite remarkable." Standing by his side, Prime Minister Boris Johnson called it the biggest breakthrough yet in treating COVID-19. Dexamethasone is a generic steroid that's been used for 60 years to treat inflammation from a range of other conditions, including arthritis and asthma. In many parts of the world, it costs only about $1 for a course of treatment. Amid sustained nationwide street protests, U.S. President Donald Trump on Tuesday signed an executive order outlining some police reforms. Mr. Trump said in the White House Rose Garden today, "Reducing crime and raising standards are not opposite goals." He signed a document titled "Safe Policing for Safe Communities." The order will encourage police departments nationwide to adopt the highest professional standards to serve their communities, he said. The measure also calls for certification bodies to train officers on de-escalation techniques and use of force standards. Trump did not address the linkage of systemic racism to police brutality, an issue cited by demonstrators across the country, and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi lost little time in responding to the president's order with a critique. She called the order weak and said it falls sadly and seriously short of what is required to fight racial injustice and police brutality that, in her words, is murdering hundreds of Black Americans. Media agencies say Burundi will swear in President-elect Evariste Ndayishimiye on Thursday, a week after the sudden death of outgoing President Pierre Nkurunziza. The Constitutional Court ruled last week that the president-elect be sworn in as soon as possible. Ndayishimiye was originally planned to be sworn in August. He'll take the oath of office on Thursday in Burundi's capital, Gitega. He was handpicked by the ruling party to succeed in Nkurunziza. And Minnesota Democratic Congresswoman Ilhan Omar has announced that her father has died of complications related to COVID-19. Omar made the announcement on her Twitter account late on Monday. She said, "It is with tremendous sadness and pain to say goodbye to my father, Nur Omar Muhammad. No words can describe what he meant to me and all who knew him." Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.